Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I got yelled at.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
I got yelled at Walmart the other day. I didn't even do anything wrong. Here's what happened, though. So Walmart has a bunch of deals now going on. Obviously, the holidays, Black Friday, all that stuff. And so one of the things that we've been talking about a lot is getting bikes because, you know, we moved into the new house and there's a lot of places to ride the bikes. There's Bussy Woods, all the trails. And so our son, he's with us every other weekend, so he's not there all the time. And we didn't have a bike because we used to live downtown. So one of the things that, you know, my wife Shelby suggested, she's like, we should get bikes and that's something we can do together, looking for different ways to connect. And he loves riding his bike. He's a teenager. He loved the idea. So we went to Walmart because they had some bikes on sale and some good deals. And we're like, let's go. Let's all do it together. It's going to be awesome. And, you know, it'll be your holiday present. And so we get there and we get the bikes. We find the bikes we want. We're walking through Walmart. We're like wheeling them through up to the front to pay for them. And some guy was looking at me and going, early holiday gift, huh? And we're like, yeah, you know, grabbing some bikes. And he's like, you can't do it till after Thanksgiving, at least. I mean, it's way too early for those gifts. So you should probably wait till Christmas. And I was like, yeah, that's funny. Yeah, joking. He's like, I'm serious, man. You shouldn't do holiday gifts before Thanksgiving. And I was like, what? Why are you talking to me? But he was insistent that you shouldn't do holiday gifts before Thanksgiving. And I was like, well, okay, sir. For us, it makes a lot of sense. Like, he's not with us on Christmas. He's not with us all the time. And it's getting colder. And it's something we wanted to give him. So we're like, well, let's just go do it now. We'll go do it together. It's fine. Chalk it up as a Christmas gift. But also, now I feel like I broke some sort of rule by giving a holiday gift before Thanksgiving. And I don't think I did. And I know it might be frowned upon, but I'm sure I'm not the only one. So I do want to know, did you already this year give somebody their Christmas or Hanukkah gift or whatever, or their holiday gift?
Yes, I did. My granddaughter's birthday is in August.
Okay.
And she wanted one of those motorized scooters because all her friends had it.
Okay.
So I bought it for her in August. And I said, she's 13. And I said, well, here's your Christmas present because it's real expensive.
Yeah. Hey, yeah.
So
you gotta double
up. Like, okay. But she wanted to use it. She already wanted to use it with all of her friends. So I'm like, hey.
Yeah, especially
here
in
you
the
go.
Summer.
So I was a lot earlier than you were.
That's true. You were almost at last year.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Awesome.
But in August, I gave it to her for her birthday, so
perfect.
She was all happy.
I love it. Thank you so much for calling. Josh, you already get a holiday gift or give a holiday gift?
Crazy story. I stole my mom's father's wedding ring because my mom had to get it cut off because her finger swelled. So I actually took it to the jeweler and got it fully refurbished and fixed.
Got you. I didn't know where that was going when you said you stole her ring. That's awesome. What a cool, that's a great gift. So you got it all so that she can still wear it. That's super. And so you already gave it to her back?
Yeah, because she was freaking out because she thought she
lost it. Right, she thought she lost it. That's really funny that she was like, I lost my wedding ring, and you have to like keep your mouth shut.
Oh, yeah, she was bawling her eyes out because she hasn't worn the wedding ring.
That's cute. Yeah, that's super cool. I love that. Good job, man. Kathy, you already get a gift or give a gift?
Yes, I already gave him his present. I got him tickets to an Ohio State game at Ohio State.
Oh, yeah, you can't wait till December.
No,
to do.
I
girl was not going when it's cold.
Right.
So I got him tickets for October.
Yeah. That's so, you're like, this is your Christmas gift. Imagine if you gave it to him. Hey, I got you these, but gave them to him in December. You're like, I just thought that counts.
I know.
All right, Cody, you already give or get somebody a gift?
I literally just dropped it off. I'm on my way home.
Nice. What was it?
So it was an ornament. It was a snowflake ornament I had custom ordered with a picture of my mother-in-law and her mom who passed away. So when you look inside of it, you can see a picture of them together on the beach.
Super cute. Why did you decide to give it early?
Well, now she can hang it on her tree. It is an ornament, and it is a way for her mom to spend
Christmas with.
Gotcha.
So you wanted her to enjoy it for longer this year as opposed to giving it to her on Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. See,
exactly.
That's what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
There's no rules.
Nah, I play by my own rules, man. That's a good one.
That's right. Yeah, I play by my own rules.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.